Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
If I'm working like the job that I'm working at right now, and a woman is doing that exact same service, the reason why I felt like I should be making a little bit extra.
Listen.
Yeah. What did you say? Oh, that money could have been used to feed the homeless people.
You're the homeless people.
So pissed.
You're literally the homeless people.
What's up?
What's good, peeps?
What's good? What's happening? What's good, people?
Welcome back to episode 15 of mm-hmm. Friends Are Benefits. I'm Roro, and I'm here with my OG, Omar.
The day one, Omarito. A.K.A. Slim T.
A.K.A.
O.T. Like, I got so many nicknames, but why none of them stick?
None of them stick. Because he's trying to fake it.
I ain't trying to fake it, bro. It's my nicknames, but nobody wants to call me that.
Yeah,
it
you
sucks,
made
man.
Up, though, your old nickname, man.
That's the thing about nicknames. People make up nicknames.
Nah, your friends are supposed to make it up for you.
Yeah, I mean... yeah, but if they don't want to call me by that... Yeah. Then I should tell them, like, this is what I want you to call me with. But like, even when I make it obvious and I'm like, I would prefer if you call me this, still nobody sticks to it.
No.
Why? That's discrimination.
We don't want to.
Why not?
Because it's supposed to be the other way around. We're supposed to make the nickname for you, but you forced it. And now you can have no nickname.
If I tell you call me OT, call me OT. Don't call me anything else.
You really tried. I would have called you OT or some shit before. Before you started trying me with your nicknames. He literally told me like his name was Omarito when I first met him. Fake. Fake ass nigga. That's where he is.
It's not fake because like my moms used to call me that.
No, she did not.
Yeah, that's where I got it from. It didn't come from nowhere. That's where I got it from. I got it from home. My mom used to call me Omarito Habibi. Right?
Oh.
And I like that. I like the Omarito part. So I wanted people to start calling me that.
Oh, you didn't tell me that part.
Yeah, I didn't just come up with like Omarito from like nowhere. I'm not that creative.
I thought you were trying to be Spanish.
No.
Spanish.
Trust me, I ain't that creative. But anytime I tell people call me Omarito, they go Omarito, Señorito, Omasito. Like they call me anything except for that. And I hate it so much, man. Fuck.
Hey, stick to your name, man. Stick to your name, man.
Call me OT.
OT.
OT. Can we agree on that?
I'm probably not going to call you that.
No,
let's
gonna
be
call
honest.
Me bro. You're going to call me bro.
Yeah. That's your name, bro.
And your name is sis. Like, yeah. That's literally what it is at this point.
We don't even know each other's name at this point, to be honest. Hey, did you hear about this news about this UK police girl, woman, that got caught on OnlyFans, yeah? She's doing OnlyFans, man.
She out here busting ass during the day, OnlyFans at night. God damn,
but
she a hustler.
No, she was there like on her TikTok and stuff like that. I think she was promoting for OnlyFans, yeah? And she was like wearing her uniform, like her police uniform.
Wait, what?
At nighttime and posting like content.
That's a proper violation. You can't be doing that. You cannot be putting on your work uniform.
Yeah.
To post stuff like that on the internet. That is totally unacceptable.
I think she used a badge or something.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
I mean, I've seen videos like that, but I always think that it's fake, like you bought it from a costume store, something like
that's
that.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That's how it is supposed to be. I had no idea motherfuckers were out here actually busting ass during the day and busting ass at night.
Busting people's ass at night? Like,
that's fuck. They're busting people's ass during the day and busting their own ass at night. That's... I wouldn't expect that. Tell me she got fired.
They had to let her go.
I mean, obviously, man. That is totally unacceptable.
But listen, like, imagine, like, you saw her OnlyFans, yeah?
Mm.
And then she pulls you over.
Arrest me. Let's go.
I surrender.
Let's go. Let's go. What is even the question? How is that even a question? Let's go. Take me anywhere you want to take me to. Matter of fact, yeah, if I knew she was in my neighborhood and she was working in my neighborhood,
yeah,
I'm going to commit crime on purpose to make sure that she is the one that comes and collects me. If a guy comes,
what if the other one comes?
If a guy comes,
yeah,
I'm going to be like, no, not you.
You can't arrest me. I want the specific police officer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are not the one that I ordered. I was committing this crime for somebody else to come collect me. Please, sir, go wherever you came from. Go away. I don't want to chat to you.
The fuck?
But like,
that's genius. That's hilarious.
But like, what if she was doing that, but without her police uniform? Do you think she still should have kept the job?
That's a good...
Because I draw the line at the fact that she did that in her police uniform.
Mm.
But if she did that on her free time,
yeah,
I mean, the job doesn't pay 24/7. So what she does on the rest of her time, that's totally on her.
Definitely.
But the fact that she did it in the police uniform, that's where I draw the line. But it's still
fact.
A bit icky in a way. Like, as a police officer, there's like some jobs in the world,
yeah,
like you just want to see them as that. Like your doctor, for example, you don't want to see your doctor busting ass.
I would love for my doctor to bust ass.
I wouldn't love that.
But would you actually care? Would
especially
you think,
like, not
they're
like
less...
a surgeon or something. Yeah, I would definitely think that they're less qualified. If my doctor, like a proper doctor or surgeon,
bust
who
an ass.
Operates on you,
yeah,
right, was at home busting ass and posting it on the internet,
but
I'm sorry,
if she's
but
your
I just
doctor.
Wouldn't be able to take you that seriously. I just wouldn't be able to take you that seriously. I wouldn't
Why, you
trust
snitch?
You. I'm not, what do you mean I'm going to snitch? I'm not going to snitch, but if I knew that's what you were doing, like, on your free time, I don't think, like, if I knew I was going to go to this hospital and I got into an accident and I knew that this doctor was the one that was going to operate on me,
yeah,
fuck it, I might request another doctor even though I'm
what
about to die.
What if he's fine?
What?
What if he's fine?
What if he's fine? What do you mean fine?
What if she's fine?
What if she's fine?
She's good looking.
That has nothing to do with you saving my life.
With a fat ass.
If I
can save your life.
Nah, fam. If I come there and I need some saving, some actual saving.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you do it on your free time doesn't mean that you're less competent.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's like, why are you doing that? Like, you're a doctor. You're probably making good money. Like, why do you feel the need to do that?
Yeah, see, for a doctor, it wouldn't make any sense for me because a doctor would make a lot of money. Maybe a nurse... That's cute. What if your nurse was a...
I mean, as a nurse, you should probably have an OnlyFans.
You should definitely have an OnlyFans. They're not paying niggas enough.
That part.
Policemen too. They're not paid enough. Yeah, so...
Especially not here in Sweden, anyways. From what I've heard, they don't get paid enough over here.
Well, in Sweden, they get paid more than anywhere else.
But it's still not enough.
It's from what definitely I've heard. Not enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bust some ass.
Yeah,
bust,
I mean...
Pop that ass.
As a nurse,
but
a part of your job is to take care of people.
Wait, stop.
A part of your job is customer satisfaction, like taking care of your patients.
Oh my God, you know
so
what?
So if you have the ability to be able to bust it down like every now and then,
every now and
you're that. Helping your patients out, you know? Anyways, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done a Would You Rather in a hot minute now.
Ooh, what's it doing?
Yeah, I came
sorry
up with...
you guys if you can hear me. Like, I'm sick as fuck, so that's why all this. Yeah,
just, I forgot we talked about that earlier. I was supposed to keep my distance, but at this point,
it's not COVID
too late.
Though. Anyways,
yeah,
let's go.
Anyways, all right. So I was just thinking about this Would You Rather, yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to know where you stand,
mm-hmm.
right? So the question is: Would you rather be a loser amongst winners or be a winner amongst losers? Now let me paint the picture for you. When I see a loser amongst winners, here's like a little bit of a context. Let's say you hang around people that have like one bedroom apartments, right? But they're happy where they're at. They have one bedroom apartments and they have like a little bike. Let's say like any bike, right?
Yeah.
Just something to take them to and from work.
Yeah.
And to those people, you're a winner. But you own, let's say like a Mercedes-Benz C-Class. They own bicycles, so they adore you. They totally adore you. They think that you're the definition of success and you're good where you're at.
Because would I got rather, a car. Because
you got a car.
Okay.
Would you rather be in that situation or in a situation where you're hanging around people that own mansions, Lamborghinis, like fancy stuff, people that have jets and stuff like that?
Yeah.
But you are driving a somewhat decent car. Let's say your favorite car, for example, the BMW X6.
No, it's the Mercedes.
The Mercedes-Benz version.
Yeah.
Let's say you own that car, but you're hanging around people that own like Rolls Royces. You know, they own private jets and mansions.
They're going to make situation my Mercedes look like in? A little rat.
That's what I'm saying. But would you rather have a C-Class, Benz C-Class instead of having that fancy-ass car, but you're hanging around people that have like literally everything in the world? What situation do you think would be best for you?
Would I choose more?
Yeah.
I feel like if they're my friends, if they're like random ass people, I probably wouldn't want them to be richer than me, like more successful than me. But if they're like my friends and they're more richer than me, bitch, you better be paying everything. Every time we go out, you better be paying for everything. You better get me a Rolls Royce too, bitch. If you're living in a fucking mansion, don't be greedy with it. The fuck?
Yeah, that's the thing about rich people. Everybody knows they're greedy as fuck. But what situation would you rather be in? Like,
if they're my friends, both your they're friends not my friends.
In both situations,
they're both my friends.
But they're not helping you get to where they're at.
Okay.
You get to hang out they with can't them. Help me. You pay your own bills. You take care of yourself. They take you to like fancy ass restaurants, but you still get to handle your own shit. What would you rather do? Because I know me, yeah. I would go like objectively. I know for my own mental health. I know for my own mental health.
Yeah.
It would be better.
Yeah.
To be like the winner amongst the losers. I know loser is not the correct word. It's not a very good word. Because everybody's a winner at the end of the day. Yeah, the successful one in the group.
But
I know
but my
that
problem,
situation would make me happier.
Yeah.
Because in a way, I'm like at the top of the status quo in that environment, right? So I know for my own mental health, like I would be much more satisfied in that situation.
But you won't grow. That's my problem with
that's,
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. So for me, I would choose the other one. I want to be the loser amongst my winner friends.
Yeah.
I'd rather be that because like that will motivate me more.
Exactly.
That would give me more purpose.
Exactly.
Because if I'm just hanging out with everybody else that is like not doing not much as I am or anything like that, very much less than what I am, then it's like, that doesn't motivate you at any type of way.
It's going to be good in a way that we're not necessarily competing with anybody. So it depends on where you're at in life. Like if you're satisfied, like where you're at and you're not necessarily competing with anybody, you're going to feel like you're the shit because the people that you have under you, they're going to be idolizing you. Right. So in a way you're going to feel like, yeah, I am the actual fucking shit. You know what I mean? So in a way that's kind of like good.
I don't want to feel my ego more, bro.
Yeah, but
it sounds a bit narcissistic.
Yeah. But wait a minute. But like if you're in the other situation,
yeah,
where you feel like you're always reaching but you're not necessarily getting anywhere, that is going to take you into like dark places mentally.
That might take me to dark places.
Yeah.
But I would rather risk that. Get rich or die trying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that part.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, that part.
Get rich or die trying.
Yeah.
Because the other way around, if they were just my friends and if they're like in the same level as me, that would be the perfect situation. For me, that would be the most perfect situation because you guys can offer the same thing and you guys will have the experience. You guys can grow together and everything. But the other way around, like if they're like less privileged than where you are, then you would probably have to help them.
Yeah. It's just sad at that point.
It's literally just so sad. We can't go to the trips that we want to go to. Like, but if all my friends are rich and if I'm the poor one, all of y'all better fucking pitch in.
Exactly.
So I can follow to whatever trips you guys want to take me to. What are you on about? You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can afford more things if I'm the poor one.
That's why I tell my boys all the time. I tell them, look, study. Like, one of my boys, like both of them right now, one has gotten into the engineering program.
Oh, shit.
The other one just got into a doctor's program.
Okay.
I tell them, study.
Cause, yeah.
Because I know for a fact, yeah, I'm going to make it.
One way or another.
One way or another. It's not going to be through uni, yeah?
We're going to start busting
but
ass.
But we're going to make it. And I just want them to be set in life. So when they make it, when they finish their program, they start working, they're stable. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing whatever I'm doing and I'm stable. Mm-hmm. I told them, look, we're going to travel the fucking world. Mm-hmm. And that is something we have on our list. The moment they're done and they're stable and I'm stable, I know for a fact we're going to do shit. So I literally push them
that
to go study.
That sounds really dope, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want to be, just like you talked about, I don't want to be the rich one out of my friends. Like, I want us to be able to share those experiences together, but you can take care of you and I can take care of me.
That's the amazing
part. That's goals. That's
literally life
goals. That's friendship
goals,
yeah. I can't wait for that, man. And I hope that when they're done and they actually become like doctors and engineers, that they can actually have time for me. You know what I mean?
Because
it's a very demanding
job. They better
job
not get
mentally.
Somebody pregnant.
I swear to God.
I could tell you right now.
I swear to God.
Anything, you could wrap up the whole situation. You could wrap it up.
I swear to God. I told my boy, I was like, if you get a girl when you're at uni.
Which usually happens,
we're
by the way.
We're fighting. I literally told him, until we do all of these trips, yeah, and that we do the shit that we have planned to do,
yeah,
you better not fucking get a girl. Because at that point, it's personal. Who
a
am
girl,
I going to travel
like a
with?
Wife?
Don't get a girl. Don't get a wife. Nothing. Stay single.
Are you kidding? You can't stay single
for my own hedonistic
years.
Pleasures. Yes, you can.
That's very selfish of you. You are here doing whatever you want, but you don't. You better not get. But that's.
But I'm not getting a girl either. I don't want to get a girl. I'm not going to get a girl. I know that for a fact.
It's not up to you now, is it?
It is up to me.
You said on the last podcast, like, if your crush comes up to you, it's a wrap. Yeah. No, but like, why do we always want our friends to be single?
Because who else are we going to hang out with? Especially if you only got like two friends.
Yeah.
Then they better not get in a relationship. Because that's selfish of you.
That's so selfish.
That is so selfish.
So inconsiderate.
What am I going to do? Nah, they better actually not get into a relationship, because then I would be pissed.
I don't think you should be worried if they get a girlfriend. I think you should be worried that they don't get anybody pregnant.
I think
y'all need to get a little snip.
Yeah, I should probably recommend that for
them
too.
Recommend a little snip.
I should probably take them to a sexual education class and tell them, bro, you need to wrap that shit up.
I don't know how, like, I don't know why most men do not do a little snip. If I was a guy, I would do a snip.
I would never do a snip.
Why
would
you do a snip?
I wouldn't.
I would feel like do a fucking snip. You guys have no control.
No, I feel like that takes something from you.
Like what?
I feel like in a way that takes a part of your manhood.
See, this is the toxic masculinity.
No, it's
speaking.
Not. It's not even toxic masculinity. It's like,
it literally is though.
It's like I can't get anybody pregnant.
You it's can like, if you want to. It's reversible.
I know it's reversible, but in the moment, I wouldn't be able to get somebody pregnant.
Why? What's wrong with you? Do you want like the little spiciness of like, oh, I might get her pregnant? Is that what it is?
That part, I like the danger.
Wait,
like,
you must be
I
lying.
Like the little bit of
this
danger.
Is a joke, right?
No, it's actually a joke. But like, I just want to know, like, at any point, like I am potent as a man, because I feel like that takes some of your potency away from you. I couldn't get anybody pregnant if I got a little snip. And also, for some reason, I haven't read like the stats or anything like that, but it's a snip. I feel like that shit is gonna hurt. That's also one of the reasons why I haven't tried it. I mean, I've never even thought about it, to be honest.
Okay, but like men who don't want kids, I don't understand why they wouldn't do that.
It's like I told you, man, the hormonal changes. I feel like it is going to affect you somehow hormonally.
Well, it does that to women too. You guys need to form some shit.
Well, don't. If it really messes you up like that terribly, like as a woman, you also don't have to be on the pills. You also don't have to take that. You can probably just use condoms and you'll be fine. I mean, there's 98% chances of like condoms actually helping to conceive. So if you feel like you don't want to take the pills, just be on a condom and I promise you're going to be safe.
But y'all don't
you can
like
use
that.
Double protection. You can use condoms and you can also pull out. So that's like bulletproof. Like nothing bad is going to happen.
That is bulletproof.
Yeah. So if you really
but
feel
y'all
terrible,
don't like condoms though.
I mean, we don't, to be honest.
Yeah.
We don't, to be honest. But I mean,
and some girls say that they don't like condoms either. So,
does it actually make a difference for y'all too?
For me, it don't make no motherfucking difference. It don't make no motherfucking difference.
For real.
I don't feel shit.
For real. So skin to skin, skin to plastic, same thing for you.
Same thing. Huh? It can be a dodo in there. I don't know.
Because I'm thinking it definitely makes a difference. It's like, in a way, yeah, if you have sex with condoms on, that shouldn't even count as sex.
That's what you're a virgin.
That's exactly why I'm a virgin. No, for real, that shit, it shouldn't even count because it does, like, you're literally fucking plastic.
Like,
I'm not penetrating you, I'm penetrating the condom.
Facts though.
That shouldn't count. I don't feel like, for me personally, it doesn't count because it doesn't feel good. It is what it is. Now, condoms are not it for sure. But anyways, I don't know how we got into this part. I was gonna ask you a question leading from the past question that I asked you.
Yeah.
This one has been trending on the internet for quite a while now.
Uh-huh.
The question of, would you rather go with Jay-Z for dinner or get $500,000 cash?
I say fuck Jay-Z. Like everybody else. You're actually stupid if you you're ask actually if you're dumb as fuck.
Man, them out here saying, oh, such a high value man, I could learn so much.
They're acting like he's like Aladdin, you know, like the wish-making guy.
Exactly. Like a genie in a bottle.
A genie in a bottle.
That motherfucker ain't no genie, bro.
You can't rub on him however you feel. Shit, what are you on about? Yeah, that's $500,000.
$500,000. Nah. Without a doubt, man.
Nah, fuck Jay-Z.
Matter of fact,
he cheated $50,000, so
I'm good.
$1,500.
The minimum. Just give me some money. I'm good, bro. Like I'm stable.
Nah, fuck Jay-Z all the way.
I wouldn't say fuck him, but I would just say fuck that opportunity. You need money to make money.
Facts.
That $500,000, you can invest it. You can you can buy the services of a financial advisor, and that is gonna take you further. Because the guy is a business guru and everything, but he probably has like his own financial advisors telling him what to do. So he just has the capital to invest in, you know, pursue the things that he wants to pursue. But it's not like he's the genius behind all of it. $500,000 with anybody in this world.
I'm telling you, $1,000, man. That's all you have to pay me just to support myself. Yeah, because at the end of the day, Jay-Z's, like, hanging out with Jay-Z will make you a billionaire. All of his friends will be a billionaires.
Yeah, that part.
Even his wife will be a billionaire, but she's still not a billionaire.
That part.
Make sense. We're going to take a pause here and let you guys know to subscribe, comment, and like, and also rate us Apple Podcast and Spotify. Let's continue with that.
Let's get into it. Cool. So we need to answer this question as well. Yeah, basically, who should pay for the first date?
Oh.
In this day and this age that we live in right now, who should pay for the first date?
The one who asked for the date.
I like that answer. I like that answer very much.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one who whose idea it was.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, it depends.
It depends? What does it really depend on more?
Because I personally always pay for the first date. I don't know why, but I just do it. Because I hate that awkwardness when the bill comes.
So fucking awkward.
I just hate that. I just want to get rid of that immediately. Awkward. As soon as the bill comes. Yeah,
get
I got
it. Over
it.
With.
Just get it done and over with.
Yeah.
Because I don't even want to give you a single doubt in your mind that I can't pay for the bills. So that's the reason why I just take care of it immediately.
Yeah.
I come from like a very old school generation, very old school time.
Yeah.
Ever since I was young, 13, 14, I just knew every time I go out with a girl, I'm taking care of it. If I can't take care of it, then I'm not even gonna go on the date in the first place. And I always make sure, like, anywhere we go, that's not happened before.
Okay.
But even if somebody asked me out, I would still offer to pay. Like, if somebody told me,
always.
And if somebody tells me to go somewhere, I always make sure, like, even if it's like the last money that I got, I always make sure, like, no matter how high the bill is, if I have any small insecurity, if I'm going to be worrying, like, when the check comes,
yeah,
am I going to be able to handle it?
Yeah,
I don't go. So I always make, like, if I agree to go on a date with you, just know I got it like that. Even if you order, like, whatever you want to order, just know for a fact I am going to be able to pay for it. Otherwise, I wouldn't get myself in that situation to even begin with. I like to go there with a little bit of confidence. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. I don't think, you know, actually, never mind. Have you ever? I was going to say, like, I never go on dates that I can't afford either.
Mm.
But I pretty much have. So.
Wait, have you gone to a date broke? Like, you literally have no money.
No, not no money. I always go there with at least the money that I can cover my own meal, at least. Mm,
yeah.
But some people have taken me to very fancy places, and sometimes my wallet would be shivering a little bit. Just a little bit.
You're there checking the menu.
And the menu is a bit scary, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a bit scary sometimes.
Yeah.
Obviously, if they're taking me to fancy places, they got it like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're not worried about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But for me, it feels more safe. Like, I can take care of my own bill at least.
Yeah, exactly.
So the bills sometimes scare me. They definitely do. Because I look at my wallet and I look at the place and I'm like, a bitch cannot afford these by yourself. But you know, like, women go, like, on just dates just to eat. So
no way.
Yeah, they do.
No fucking way. Daddy issues? Are y'all hungry? Like, what?
Just to eat out. Wait.
Like, I would feel used. I didn't know this. I don't think anybody has done that to me. Like, just go out just to eat. Because I don't date broke girls. That sounds like a broke girl behavior.
Like, broke girl behavior.
Broke bitch behavior. Like, you're trying to go out with somebody, and you know for a fact the guy wants something more than that. Like, he's just not trying to dine.
Yeah.
He's probably trying to wine and dine, but he's not just trying to dine. So if you're just trying to dine, at least make it known. Like, say I'm coming out for the night, I just want to eat some good food, but I can't promise you it's going to go anywhere. I felt like that's the honest way to go about it.
But then they won't take her out.
Like, Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know anybody like this, but, like, I have heard, like, girls do that just to go out and eat. There's this one girl that was also, I think I heard it in a podcast.
Mm.
There was this one girl that was, like, saying, yeah, if you're on a date and if a guy is, like, acting like, he doesn't want to take care of the bill.
Mm.
What did she say to say? It was something mad. Like, it was something, like, demeaning. Something like, do you want me to get... Oh, that's what she said! That's literally what she said. She said, do you want me to get that?
Mm. Oh.
Do you want me to get that?
I couldn't, man. And in a way, it's a bit toxic because, obviously, some men just don't have it like that. So the urge that I feel personally to always pay the bill, I feel like it comes from a deep place of toxic masculinity and also a little bit of an insecure place.
Mm.
Because everybody's saying it nowadays anyways, 50-50, right? So if I truly felt like it is 50-50, I shouldn't feel the urge to necessarily have to take care of the bill. But I don't know. That is just so in the fabric of who I am as a person. And just, like, it's always been like that in the society that I've been raised in anyways. So for me, it's always been a given.
Yeah.
If I go out with you somewhere, and especially, just like you said, if I was the one that invited you.
Yeah.
Especially
it
that
makes
part.
Makes a big difference.
Just, like, I cannot deal. I cannot, like, if I don't put myself in situations where I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That often. Yeah. I don't put myself in situations where I feel like it could get awkward in any way. I would still want you to probably offer to pay.
Yes.
That would be very nice.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't let you do it.
Yeah.
But it's just nice to know that, okay, you came in here with, like, a little bit of thought. Like, you know that this place is going to be expensive. And also, like, when you think that he probably can't handle the bill. In a way, I like when you think that a little bit, but then I surprise you by actually taking care of it.
But why would I think that?
Like if it was somewhere like really, really expensive.
But if you chose that place, what would I think that you can't afford that place? That would be insane.
Because you haven't seen me like move like that before. So you're thinking,
if I already know like the guy cannot afford that, like it's nonsense.
Because I
feel very awkward in that situation. Like I hate the money talk, the finance talk and stuff like that. Like it's so not romantic for me. So I hate that whole
That's
talk.
A big turn off.
It's such a turn off. Like she goes dry real quick. So so like the more that I avoid that talk, the better.
Yeah.
For everybody.
That's why I try to pay the bill as soon as it comes.
Yeah.
I don't like when the waiter or waitress comes.
Yeah.
And she asks like who's gonna take care of it. I don't even look at her because I feel like even looking at her trying it's to get so an understanding. That's still a little bit of a turn off. It's still too much.
It is.
As soon as the bill comes, I'm like, yeah, I just take out my bank card, boom, just leave that shit. Done.
Apple we don't is paying. It's always
like we don't even have to talk about it.
No,
that's it, it's done. But I like it when they're like, oh, I could swish you the money, like I could send you the money. I like it when they offer, but yeah. I never tell them, yeah, go ahead, like do that.
Yeah, because if you guys do not know, we actually live in Sweden. And in Sweden, it has this dating culture of like always being 50-50. So men, when they go out, when they take a woman out on a date, they always pay 50-50. That's what I heard. It's just a rumor because I've not dated anybody that is Swedish. Yeah. So like they always offer to pay 50-50 and they always do.
Really?
Yeah. So you have went on dates with Swedish women, right?
Yeah.
Are they the ones that asked you, like, can I switch you?
Yeah. Like, when I pay, they're like, oh, yeah, I can switch at a cent. Like, switch is, like, basically Venmo if you're in the States.
Yeah,
they're
Venmo
like, I can
and
send you the
Cash
money.
App, yeah.
Yeah, but I tell them, like, no, you don't have to, but they still insist.
Yeah,
they
see?
Still insist on actually doing it. But I make it clear, like, look, it's okay, it's calm. Like, you don't have to feel entitled to pay me back the money. And if you don't pay me back the money, that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to sleep with you. Like, just because I paid the bill...
Doesn't mean that you owe me anything.
You don't owe me anything. Like, it's actually a pleasure for me being there on the date.
Yeah.
Like, your company is enough. That's the reason why we're out in the first place.
Exactly.
So if that leads somewhere organically, not because you feel like, because he paid... Now I have to give him something. I don't think like that. Just because I paid doesn't mean you owe me shit.
No, as a woman, you shouldn't think like that either.
You should
you
never
don't owe
think
them
like
anything.
That. Yeah.
But for me, when they also offer to swish me or like to Venmo or Cash App me, that's also a turn off for me because it's still like talking about money, talking about finances.
If you pay.
I would rather, yeah, exactly.
Have you paid on a date before?
I have. Oh my God.
You have paid the whole bill or just for yourself?
No, I used,
a whole ass date.
When I really like a person, I really like a person. Let me just make that clear.
You just gotta explain the situation now, because I'm curious as fuck. Was it a first date and then you paid? A first date. Not you guys have been together.
Not a first date.
Not a first date. Okay, then it's still...
Was it a first date?
Who was this?
Oh my God, this is so desperate. Oh my God. We didn't even have a date, so I guess I took him out on a date because he couldn't afford a date. And I paid for the date. Yeah.
I mean, that's like, it's calm.
No,
if you know the person's situation and you still decide to do that, then it's calm. But I'm thinking like in a first date situation.
Yeah, no.
Then that would not be calm.
No, it was definitely not in a first date situation. Yeah. But if I have it like that, like then I don't have any problem with it. Like even for my friends, like I like paying for stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because I don't like the awkward sense, like you.
Yeah.
But for them to ask me like, can I swish you? Can I Cash App you? All that stuff. Like that's still a turn off for me because still a talk of like finances. You get what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
I would like them to just say.
Just take it.
No, I would like them to just say, oh, I got it next time.
You get what I mean? That's cuter.
It shows like, oh, you want to see me again. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you can actually afford something, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I remember sometime back, you actually have taken me out like a couple of times and paid. Because just for y'all that didn't know, I was a broke nigga.
Stop.
I'm still broke, but not as broke as that anymore.
What the
but
fuck?
Y'all took me out for my birthday. I think it was like 2 years ago. And our other friend.
Of course.
And then y'all paid for that shit. And I really appreciated that.
Of course, though. But you're our friend. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I wasn't tripping about... To be honest, though, when I came out, I was shitting balls. Because I remember this one time it was your birthday and we went to Lynn Shopping.
Yeah.
It was your birthday and we went to a restaurant.
No,
it was
not
like,
my friend.
It was
not
like, it was,
stop.
It was like, no, for real. It was like a dinner thing.
Yeah.
And I knew that you guys were going to pay, yeah. But I just knew like when the bill came, because it was like a lot of us and everybody was splitting the bill.
Yeah.
I just knew like, I sound like a miskin now. As soon as the bill came, because I knew that you and your sister were going to take care of it.
Yeah.
As soon as the bill came and they gave it to me.
Why did they give it to you?
I didn't want to make it that obvious, but as soon as it came to me, I just knew for a fact, like, I wouldn't be able to pay for it.
Yeah.
I looked at you guys. And then I slowly passed the bill over to you guys because you guys had promised to take care of it.
Yeah.
And from that moment onwards, I made a promise to myself.
You never, ever
feel like that again, ever in my life. That's why I'm a chronic saver. Right now, any money that I get, I save. Because I cannot put myself in a situation like that.
Yo, you know, we never talked about this. Not my friend, man. Not my friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we've been in situations like that.
Hard times.
It's still hard times, but just a little bit better.
It's a lot better. That's not downplaying.
No, it's a little bit better. Not a lot better.
Because you still want to strive for the better.
Yes.
For the best.
Always.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I definitely think the one that invited, like, for example, like, if I'm, like, going out on a date with a girl now, then we have to look for the nearest man to pay. How do we do it?
Yeah.
So, obviously, I do think, like, yeah, the one who asked a person for a date should pay. And the other one should always offer.
Yeah.
If they're not, like, making millions, which...
Then it's
at
just
that point, I'm not offering a fucking penny, bitch. I'm not offering a penny. You should pay me to be on this day at this point.
Then it's just a given.
Then it's actually just a given. But there's like the... Because I still get how people are saying that a man should pay for a date, because paying gap between the two sexes is still very... There's a gap. The gap.
I mean that, but not like regular jobs.
No,
I think that happens for like jobs up there somewhere, okay?
Yeah.
But like, I know for a fact where I'm working at.
Yeah.
I'm making exactly the same money.
As somebody else?
As a woman. Like, everybody's making exactly the same money. It's like, it's like the basic salary. So I think like when it comes to like the pay differences, it doesn't apply. Like if I'm working at McDonald's and you're a woman and you're working at McDonald's, I think they all make the same money.
Probably, yeah.
So if we're both working like
a
regular
job.
If
it's like office work and stuff like that, that's exactly what I'm talking
about. If we're not working corporate, we're both working like regular jobs.
Yeah.
Then it's like, it should be 50-50. Because at the end of the day, we're still earning the same money.
Yeah.
And another reason why I felt like, this might be a little bit controversial.
Yeah.
Another reason why I felt like, if I'm working like the job that I'm working at right now, and a woman is doing that exact same service, the reason why I felt like I should be making a little bit extra.
Listen,
don't jump to conclusions now. Just listen to me. The reason why I feel like I should be making a little bit extra.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Is because of my metabolism.
Metabolism.
That's how you want to pronounce it. You say metabolism, whatever. I say metabolism.
What the fuck? What the fuck is that?
What I said, fam. Metabolic. How did you say?
Metabolism.
See, you. It's still the same word. You just want to pronounce it differently.
But what are you saying, though? Like, what is?
Fam, you're saying it in like an American accent, and I'm saying it in like,
what is your accent?
Like a fucking African accent. No, actually, it's not even African. It's still American, but like a different dialect.
What are you saying though?
Metabolism.
Like, what's that? What is it?
What the hell did you say? Metabolism. The fuck is that? It's not like two A's.
No, I mean like, what does it mean? Metabolism. What does it mean?
Oh, you don't know what it means.
Because maybe we're saying the words.
No, it's the exact same word. Also.
You're just saying you're wrong.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm literally saying it correctly.
No,
it's just like a different dialect. We can have this different dialect, but it's still the same word.
It's not dialect, though.
It's dialect, fam. Metabolism, whatever you want to call it.
Literally metabolism, but it's what it is. Okay, go on.
If you go to Nigeria and somebody says metabolism, okay, does that mean that it's the wrong word? It's not. It's just a different dialect. Accept that. Let's move on.
Okay. I just never heard an African say that before.
All right. Anyways. It's just because we have a different metabolism, okay? And when I say that, I mean that in the sense, fam, the amount of food that I eat.
Yeah, you.
Like, at this point, yeah, I'm not even getting paid a salary. I'm just getting compensation for food. That's literally how I think about it.
A lot of my money
goes to food. Like, a big chunk of my salary
goes only to food. It's not all men. It's literally just you.
You know why I say that?
Yeah.
Because how tall are you?
I'm 160, 64, 65.
165.
Centimeters, yeah.
A guy as tall as you
still
eats more. The daily recommended caloric intake for a guy and a girl, it's not the same.
Okay.
If, like, a girl is at your height, if you're supposed to eat, like, 2,000 calories... We should say, like, a guy at your height should be eating, like, 2,400 calories. And that 400 extra calories, that's extra money. Like, I'm telling you, yeah?
Since I started... other shit, though, so...
Yeah, but you need to do other shit, but not to survive. I'm literally eating to survive.
No, I'm literally eating to survive. But you literally have a special problem.
It's not a special problem.
It literally is just a special problem.
The thing is,
other people can survive on, like... their salary, like you, the way that he was saying like he was broke and all that shit, we were literally getting the same salary, by the way.
Yeah, we're getting the same salary, but just like I told you, the value of your money and my money is not the same, because the value of your money, you can probably spend it on like a whole lot of other things, but I can't, because I need to put food on the table. And I just realized, like, recently when I started doing the personal training course, right? And then I'm learning about diet in a deeper sense. And you know, last year when I was playing football, I got injured like a lot of times.
Yeah.
Like I was training like a beast. Some days I would even train like twice a day, right? But I would still get injured. It's not because like I was weak or anything like that, because I was doing all the necessary trainings that I needed to do.
Mm.
The thing is, yeah, even though I was complaining that I was eating a lot back then, I wasn't eating half as much as I was supposed to. Because now that I'm doing the personal training course, I've seen like the recommendations of what somebody who is active like I am is supposed to be eating. So I've literally doubled. I have doubled the amount of food that I eat. Like a portion of pasta for me is like 150 to 175 grams uncooked.
What are you talking about?
That's uncooked. Mad. When you like rice, for example, a portion for me, yeah, it's like 200 grams. That's like 2 cups of rice. That's what I eat now.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't gone up. Like I'm exactly where I was before I doubled the portion that I was eating. So if I was complaining about eating too much back then, now I'm literally eating double as much. Fam, I swear to God, my expenses have gone off the fucking roof. And this is not even to like become bigger or anything like that. This is just so that I can feel good where I'm at.
But and you also train a lot.
That's the point that I was coming to. Mm. Right now, I'm not even training a lot. Right now, I'm just training like twice a week, right? But my work is very active. I literally take like 30,000 steps per day. So when I start training, like playing football like every day, training twice a day, my caloric intake is going to go up like even higher, probably like 3,500 to 4,000 calories per day. Do you know how much money I'm going to need to spend on food? Like, I can't even save, like, because of, like, how much I'm eating. That's why I'm saying, like, we should probably make, like, a little bit like more.
You. You eat all your money, bro.
All my money, bro. Because I feel like if you were making the same money that I'm making right now, you would be living lavish.
Yeah, but I don't train. You choose to train. You choose to go to your football.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you're going to burn all them calories off. Yeah. So, that's not a choice.
No, but even if I wasn't training, I would still have to eat more.
Yeah, you would have to eat more, but not like more like this.
Not like more like and this, for sure. Because this is absolutely fucking insane.
Women have had expenses. We have to do our hair, nails.
Yeah. Is that for survival?
It literally is survival.
Tell me if you don't do your nails. What's going to happen? This is literally survival. Are your fingers going to fall off?
I don't do my nails. Go I'm like saving this? Money on that. But
no.
I need to get my hair done. I need to get my makeup done. I need to buy new clothes. I need to... There's a lot of expenses as a woman.
Yeah, but that's not like a life... That's not like a life... needed expense, like, you know what I mean? Who gives a shit, like, if you ain't got no makeup on? Like, your tummy doesn't give a shit if you ain't got no makeup on.
No, but
my tummy gives a shit if I don't eat.
but you are working out, but like they're not considering, like, when they pay gap, they're not considering like mothers that are single mothers. They're not considering shit like that either, because a lot of women's salary goes to, like, if she's a mother, it goes to the child.
If he's a father, where does it go to?
Himself. Y'all don't play child support.
You gotta pay child support. You still gotta take care of that baby.
Yeah.
So,
facts.
Yeah, the pay gap thing, like, it's really hard to point out. And to be honest, I'm very bad at like repeating what I've heard. But I just know, like, when I hear the reasons why, the reason why the pay gap is how it is, when I just hear it at first, it actually does make a lot of sense. I would just recommend that you listen to, like, this guy's podcast. It's not... Fuck that guy. Is this guy the Jordan Peterson podcast?
Fuck him. I know what the fuck that is.
Fam, you probably have seen...
You probably have seen
a 30-second reel and you just jump, like, straight to conclusion. But listen to what the guy says. Like, listen to whole-ass lecture. And I resonate, like, with most of the things that he says.
Oh, he's a dickhead. He's actually a dickhead.
Fam, don't jump to conclusions. That is one thing about you, yeah?
No,
you're very
quick to
jump to conclusions.
No, I have seen what he said about trans people. No, I'm telling you. I have seen what he said about trans people, bro.
Try listening to a whole-ass episode.
He's literally... Andrew Tate's little brother. He's not even close. No, but he's like a science guy. Like, he's very educated and he tries to put things very like sciencey.
It's not even close. Like, the comparison that you're trying to make right now, it doesn't even exist. Trust me, these two are very different from each other. And when I say different, I mean very different. But anyways, I know you're the type of person that jumps to conclusion. And
what
once
did he say,
once
though?
You have something in your mind, you stick to it. But I would only recommend that you listen to like his talks on YouTube and his podcast. Watch a whole episode of a specific topic and then come talk to me. If it doesn't resonate in some type of way, then we can have this conversation.
But what did he say about like the age gap?
That's the thing. Like I just told you right now, I'm very bad at hearing stuff and then coming and repeating it unless I put an active focus to it. So right now I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
Because I listened to in Netflix, there's a very good show called Explained. They explain like everything that is like people question and like life in general in the world. So they also had the age gap in there. And I was very surprised and very happy to hear that the most closest to closing the age gap was when Iceland.
I mean, the pay gap.
Yeah, the pay gap. Did I say age gap? The age gap. Shit. The pay gap was one Iceland and Rwanda.
Mm.
I was so surprised and so happy about that. Because there's a long history behind it and they explain everything and it's very wonderful. I would recommend you to watch that instead of that guy, because they're not giving one person's perspective, they're giving a whole world's perspective. So
and I would love to listen to that. Like I'm very open to like new ideas.
No, watch Explained. It's really, really good. They explain everything.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Do they explain everything?
Literally everything. There's like episodes, like
everything. Everything is a big word.
But I'm telling you, they explain like weed. Like they explain weed to me. That was very cool.
Do they explain where God is from?
No, they explain monogamy.
Oh.
They explained a lot of stuff. And there's a lot of like research done and a lot of like different people's perspective. It's really awesome. And there's one that is actually about like women's sexual pleasure and stuff like that. Really good. Really good episode.
I
mean,
I don't think I need to watch that one specifically.
And I'm just telling you.
I'm already an expert.
Everybody should watch. Oh my God.
I'm already an expert at woman pleasure.
Never mind. Let's do a confession or dilemma.
Hey, I got a perfect confession that just ties so, so perfectly. How? Like, let me just read the confession to you and you're going to see how well it ties into the whole conversation that we just had.
I'm slit. Let's get it.
Okay, so it goes like this. I'm tired of my boyfriend making me feel guilty about my privileges.
Uh-huh.
I, female 26, have been dating my boyfriend, male 28, for around 6 months. We met through a hikers group and really hit it off from there. Turns out we have some mutual friends. And so we as a big group would get together and do weekend hikes and camping trips often. Hiking and camping is something that I started around a year ago. I was an outdoors person, but it's kind of nice to just be out in nature and I'm glad I have a new hobby. I still think that I'm more of a city girl. I like going out with my girlfriends and I like trying new restaurants. My boyfriend has been hiking and camping practically since he was a child. It kind of is his one thing that he loves above all else. I then discovered that that is basically all he does. He really doesn't have any other hobby besides just hiking and camping. He's got a job working for a big outdoor retailer. The money is shit, but he enjoys it. I have my own apartment and I have my own routine. He has roommates that he lives with. He will help me clean around the place when he's here. I am never over at his place because it's a mess. It bothers me that he's over so often because I want my own space too. Damn right, girl. When I brought it up that he shouldn't spend the night every night with me, he was so upset. And I basically have to sit down and explain that I just want my own damn space too. He's also upset at my spending habit. This is where it gets interesting. He thinks that I spend too much money on useless things like expensive groceries, my yoga and Pilates membership, my nails, my hair, etc. But I don't see the big deal. It's my own money, so I can use it how I want to. Even when we go out to eat, I have never once asked him to pay because I know that I have expensive taste. And he can't afford it. What I tell you about not putting myself in situations like that?
Yeah.
I'm graduating this month and I will be starting a job at a big accounting firm. My parents are so proud and I'm proud of myself too. They got me a vacation and they gave me first class tickets as my graduation gift.
Ooh.
They didn't get my boyfriend a ticket.
Nope.
When my boyfriend found out, he kept ranting about what a waste of money it was. He sounds pissed. When my boyfriend found out, he kept ranting about what a waste of money it was and how that money could be used to feed poor people or help less fortunate people. I was upset. It was a gift for my parents and they can afford it. I know I'm fortunate, but I shouldn't be made to feel guilty about the nice things I have.
He broke and he mad about it.
He mad, mad, bro.
He mad about his brokenness. That's what he mad about.
He mad as fuck. He mad as fuck. I feel like this is also the reason, yeah?
Yeah.
Why high-value women find it difficult to get men. Like, a high-value woman couldn't be with a regular man.
We can be if you guys were not fucking...
If we're not so egotistic.
Facts.
Because just because your woman... Because this guy right here...
He's really benefiting. Pissed,
bro.
She's paying for the dates.
She's paying for dinner.
Yeah.
That's not even the worst part.
Yeah, he lives at her place.
Bought her a first-class plane ticket. And what did she say? Oh, that money could have been used to feed the homeless people.
You're the homeless people.
You're so pissed.
You're literally the homeless people. You're literally the homeless people, though.
Yo, nah, he is pissed.
Cause you don't want to go home. You stay at a place. He's literally the homeless people.
He's about to be.
If you don't act right, what are you shit. On the boat? She pays for all the dates. Because he's literally like benefiting off of her advantages too.
Yeah.
Her privilege.
Even her groceries. Imagine you as an adult woman.
Yeah.
You have expensive taste in groceries.
Yeah.
And the person that you're dating is like, no, that is too expensive. And they're not even paying for it. But they're telling you
how to spend how you my spend money your
on groceries.
Groceries.
Or like yoga or whatever, like Pilates.
Yeah, she's
no.
She, are you dumb?
Like, no.
I that don't makes see me a... so angry. That makes me so angry.
The thing is, yeah, that the guy needs to, for his own sake,
leave
break
her,
up
man.
With her.
Yeah.
Or level up. Those are your only options. Break up two with options. Her or level up.
Period.
Like, period. I don't see any other option.
I understand that.
Because if he could afford that first class plane ticket, or if he was like a man with a lot of money, I promise you he wouldn't complain. I promise you, the moment that guy can afford that first class plane ticket, he wouldn't even think about the homeless people. So him saying that literally comes from a place of hurt.
He just that's mad what it because sounds like. They didn't get him a ticket too.
They didn't get him.
That's literally what he's mad about.
That guy is bitter.
Bitter.
He's literally bitter.
You graduated. That was a gift from her parents. Bro. Are you mentally
he sounds
insane?
Mad.
No, he's no, incapable, I, literally.
I, the thing is, yeah, I can literally feel where the bitterness is coming from. I feel like
the madness.
It comes from, I feel like once upon a time, yeah, that could have been me.
No
once
way.
Upon a time. When
no
I,
way.
If I was younger, let's say, so max like 16, and I had a girlfriend who was like, taking care of stuff, basically making me feel not masculated. I feel like I could have been that person. But now if I'm supposed to date a woman with a lot of money, hey, if you want to pay my rent, I am open for that idea. But this guy needs to level up.
That 1% up there, they really don't have nobody today, huh?
No.
It's really lonely up there.
It's really lonely.
Really, really lonely up there.
Yeah.
We out here dating people that are fucking making you feel bad because you got a gift.
People that are making you feel bad because of your own goddamn groceries.
Your own money.
That you pay for.
Your own money.
With your own money.
Are you kidding me?
Nah,
why are you
bro.
Doing your nails? Why are you doing your hair?
You're
supposed to be paying for hair and nails.
Hey.
Are you not ashamed?
Hey.
Are you not ashamed? Shame on you, man. Shame on you. I couldn't open my mouth and tell somebody, oh, why are you spending that much money
yeah.
on this, and that? That's their hard-earned
money. The guts.
Literally. The guts.
The guts.
The guts. Leave him alone, sweetie. Leave
yeah,
him alone.
Yeah, 100%. Everything that he's saying is coming from a place of
insecurity
without a fucking doubt. Mm. Because if he could afford the same things, yeah, he wouldn't complain about her groceries.
You know what I just thought about?
Mm.
He's eating her groceries too.
Yeah, because he's over
he's
at her place,
place
all the time.
You're eating the groceries too.
So you enjoy
go
my
home,
mac
bruh.
And cheese, but you still think it's too expensive? Well, whenever you come over, don't touch my fridge. Don't even look into my fridge.
Actually, don't even come over. Stay in your dusty ass place.
That's exactly what she's trying to get him to do.
Yeah, but
he said, got mad.
He got mad because he don't want to go to broke place. He's literally homeless, man. He's benefiting so much and still complaining. The audacity.
The fucking audacity. I'm too self-conscious to put myself in a situation
same,
like that.
Same.
Because my pride and my ego couldn't handle that.
If somebody breathes wrong, when I'm at their place, I'm leaving, bro.
Breathes wrong. Yeah, because you can just tell when somebody's done with you. If they sigh.
I'm out. I'm gone.
Like, I can easily tell when I'm bothering somebody.
Yeah, but they say it's 40%. 40% is the language that you speak.
The rest is body language. Exactly.
Is it 40%, 20%, something like that?
Exactly. The rest is definitely body language.
Read that shit, man.
Because I was thinking about that today, actually. And I realized, I remembered a situation that happened 2-3 weeks ago. And looking back at it, I must have seemed like a dickhead to those girls. They must have been like, this guy has absolutely, he has no fucking pride in his body. It was like, I went out, the place that we usually go to. Mm. I was basically dancing with these two girls here.
Oh my God.
I think I told you the story. Yeah. Fam, everything was going great.
It's going great. It's going amazing.
It's going freaking amazing. I was literally whining with both of them, right? I would dance with one, whine a little bit, and then they would switch, and I would whine with the other one. And sometimes I would whine them both at the same time. literally both of them in front of me, and I'm whining with both of them at the same freaking time. And they would just switch. It was a mad thing. And so the night started off like that. I was like, shit. this is definitely a record. I just beat myself. I've done mad shit before, but that was just on a different level. And they were paying too. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't settle. They were paying. Mm. So that happened, yeah. And then I was gonna go get some drinks, and then I offered them drinks, right? They were like, nah, they're good. They don't want to have any. So I went and got myself drinks. And then I came back. And then I don't know what the fuck happened, but their attitude switched. Mm. I was trying to dance with them, but I could tell clearly they were not into it no more. Mm. But I was trying to figure out
where did we go wrong?
where did I fuck up?
You left.
I went to get some drinks.
You should have stayed where you were.
Nah, fam. I don't feel like that's a reason to cancel somebody off like that, because one second I'm thinking it's gonna be a fucking threesome. The next second I come back, none of y'all want to talk to me. What the fuck happened? So I came back, I'm trying to talk to them, I'm trying to have this conversation, but I can tell that they were uncomfortable, and that's the part that I couldn't understand. I was trying to understand where that uncomfortability was coming from. I knew that I was risking looking aggressive, or risking looking like a dickhead, just like we talked about, because I could sense that clearly they're uncomfortable, but my mind couldn't comprehend why, because I know I didn't fuck up. So I came back, I tried to dance with them a little bit. We still danced a little bit, but I could just tell there was no eye contact, nothing was happening. And then they went and sat down, right? So I just came there and I was trying to get them to dance. I was like, come, don't y'all want to dance? Also, we need to dance up. And then they gave me the look that you give a guy at a club, when you're trying to ex him. They basically were just trying to avoid my presence entirely, right? And I was still trying to chat to them. At that point, I knew I looked like a dickhead, but it's just because my mind couldn't comprehend how it could have gone so wrong It went left so fucking fast. So that happened. I was trying to chat to them, but I could clearly tell that they weren't comfortable. So I said some stuff to them. I was like, Vinny into dancer, blah, blah, blah. And then they gave me the hand. They were like that. They were like, yeah.
They gave you the hand?
They gave me the hand. They were not even trying to, they just gave me the hand. So I left, right? But something was on me that night, because I chatted to two other girls, but these girls, yeah, I swear to God, they were dickheads, because I was not even trying to hit on them. Mm. I was not even trying to hit on them. It was two African girls. And I was there with a friend who told me that he talked to them and they were Gambians. right? I swear to God. I sound like a fucking dickhead right now. He told me they were Gambians. Yeah, I'm from Gambia, if you don't know. Mm. So I went up to them and I was asking them, like, any from Gambia? Are you guys from Gambia? They must have thought that I was hitting up on them, yeah? I swear to God, I literally went all the way to their ears, which might be, like, I might be crossing their boundaries. I don't know. But I went up to them, then I asked them, any from Gambia? They were not responding. They literally were not responding. I thought it was because, like, the music was too loud.
Yeah.
I was like, any from Gambia? Any from Gambia? And I swear to God, I kept on repeating myself for, like, at least 10 times. Any
they're
from Gambia?
They're
just standing there, or they give me, like, that ick. You know what I mean? They give me, like, the shoulder. And then I kept on repeating myself because, to be honest, yeah, I was just trying to bond, right? I was just trying to see if they're from there and then we can probably talk shit a little bit. So I knew that my intentions were, like, pure. Like, I'm not trying to hit on y'all. I'm just trying to figure out, like, where the fuck y'all from. So they basically gave me the cold shoulder, but I still kept on repeating myself, which is why, I swear to God, when I thought about this memory today, because I had completely forgotten about it, when I thought about it today at work, I icked. Like, yeah. I felt disgusted by myself. I felt disgusted because yeah. I pictured myself from an out-of-body experience and how dickhead-ish I felt. Because I could tell, like, clearly they were uncomfortable. Like, they didn't want to get into a conversation, but I still kept on repeating myself. And I know me, like, that's not me. Like, that's not me. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But yeah, nah. So they basically gave me the cold shoulder and then they left. And then they start. The worst part is, like, when they were leaving, they were, like, laughing, basically trying to make me feel like a dork, because that's exactly what I was. I was a dork in that moment because
no
I kept
way.
On repeating myself. And they're from Gambia. And then they would go back, like, a little bit, and I would still come closer because I thought that they didn't hear me properly. I was like, I repeated myself, I swear to God, at least 10 times to make sure. Because in my head, yeah, it wasn't clicking why they were not responding. It's not like I was hitting on you. I'm asking you, where are you from? Right? And then they were not responding. And then they just, yeah, basically left
like,
and left off.
Hitting on them, you know? Because that's what people usually ask.
I mean, yeah, if you look at it from that context, I guess it is. But yeah, I told them, yeah, from. I literally told them, like, I'm from Gambia. That's the reason why I'm asking you. So that
it's
could
too much
probably
explaining, man.
Yeah, exactly. Now I fucked up that night, man.
Fuck.
I cringed so hard, like, right after that.
I
icked for myself because
yeah, that's a self-ick.
Yeah,
I hate them self-icks.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
It always comes like when I'm trying to sleep at night, and then I rewind everything that happened that day and just ick.
how could I as a person have done that? That's literally the feeling that you get.
It gets so gross.
Yeah, that was all for today. If you want to keep on hearing my terrible stories of like fucking up, yeah, please go in and rate us, because that would actually really help. And yeah, that was it for today, guys.
We will see you guys next week
for sure. Tuesday, 5 a.m.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.